I want to start with like a little bit of an introduction, just to be able to focus on the part that's relevant for our parsha. We know that Chazal speak about how there's something called an ayin hara. The Rambam often doesn't quote halachas relating to ayin hara, but Chazal speak as if there's this concept called an evil eye. Now, how exactly an ayin hara works, how a person could look at an object and suddenly cause on some level an ayin hara, that's a bit of a discussion, different views in that, and hopefully one day we'll have the opportunity to see it. But one thing which the Gemara tells us in the Seches Tainis on Daf Ches, you find it as well. Rashi quotes in his Perushal in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, and that is that when you count things, there's more ayin hara that's found there. In habracha chal, the bracha is only chal in that which is some way min ha'ayin. Brachos are chal in that which is hidden. And the Gemara tells us also in Maseches Tainis, ein bracha shore, bracha does not reside lo bedavar hasapor v'lo bedavar hamanoi. Not in things that get counted, and not in things again that are measured, counted, etc. So part of the question that we deal with this week's parsha is the following: if it's true that ayin hara or that bracha is only shore and those things which aren't counted, and is rasul bar kisisa, when things are counted, there's more of an ayin hara. So how do you relate to the beginning of this week's parsha? Because elip kudeh hamishkan, mishkan ha'edus, we're going to be counting in a very precise way that which is found in the mishkan, and therefore some of the mefarshim ask an interesting question: if there's always an ayin hara in that which is counted, if bracha can't be shore in that which is counted, so how is it that we're counting everything going on in the Mishkan? What exactly is going on? What exactly is going on here? We're going to think about two different mahalchim, a machlokas between the Or HaChaim and the Maharal and Gur Aryeh, and we'll see what I think is some very interesting Torah. The Or HaChaim says the following: Eila Pkudei HaMishkan. When we say the word Va'eila, that means it's in addition to something previous. Vav is Mosif Al HaRishonim. Eila, when we say these countings, so Eila comes to exclude. These have a unique property that's not found in other kinds of countings. Says the Or HaChaim, Eilep Kudei HaMishkan, this is a unique kind of counting, because typically when you count things, there's ayin hara there. Typically when you count things, there's less bracha. But that's not true when it comes to the Mishkan. The Mishkan, on some level, is an exception to this klal. The Mishkan, even though you counted it, is still going to have bracha, and it's not going to have ayin hara at all. The Kedushas Levi Yitzchak, offers within the same general mahalach, how there's no ayin hara at all, an interesting explanation as to why that would be. Why would the Mishkan be different from that which you find generally speaking, when we count things? So says the Kedushas Levi the following insight, again, more or less. He says like this: when you count something, you're giving that thing some chashivas. I'm counting it because I'm making it independently valuable. One. Two, I'm saying these things are valuable. And typically when you count things, you're giving value to a physical item. And what you're doing when you're counting these things and giving a value to a physical item is you're giving it some independence and you're separating it from its relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam. One, this thing is on its own independent. This thing on its own is independent. And you're breaking a connection it has to the true source. Says Kedushas Levi, that's what Ayin Hara typically is, that when certain people look at things, they look at it and identify it as being disconnected from Hashem. They look at it when you count certain things, you're looking at it as being disconnected from Hashem, so that helps, that causes it that there's less bracha, there's more ayin hara. Says Kedushas Levi, that's not true with the Mishkan. When we were counting the Mishkan and looking at the Mishkan, we weren't counting it to say this has independent chashivas, but rather, v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham. We were able to count it and to identify its relationship to the Shechina and to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This was a counting. This was an episode, an example of identifying things, but being able to do so in a way in which we still attributed it towards its connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In that sense, the first mahalach, even though in general when you count things, there's going to be ayin hara, even in general when you count things, there's less bracha. Eilep kudei mishkan, no, these are different. And it's different from other kinds of countings. Here there's something unique, we're able to perceive it and its relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam instead of perceiving it and being very separate. There is a different mahalach that the Maharal has in Gur Aryeh. Rashi has the following comment: Eilep kudei hamishkan, mishkan ha'edas. Why does it say mishkan twice? Eilep kudei hamishkan, mishkan ha'edas. So Rashi says it says mishkan twice. Shnei pa'amim remez lemikdash. Shenis mashkin b'shnei charbanin al avonoseyin shal Yisrael. It says mishkan twice to teach us that there's going to be two chorbans that are going to take place with the mikdash. ask the Maharal an interesting question. I don't really understand. Why is this the place to find a remez to the two korbanos that are going to take place? It says two mishkans because there are going to be the mikdashes are going to be destroyed and Klal Yisrael sins. Why is this the place to reference it? What's going on? So says the Maharal the following Torah. Says the Maharal, you know what? Eila p'kudeh ha-mishkan, we counted that which is in the mishkan. When you count something, Chazal tell us that can come with an ayin hara. That because we counted these things, we measured them so precisely, there's going to be an ayin hara. And because there was an ayin hara, that's why there were korbans. That's one of the reasons why the mikdash eventually would be destroyed. So unlike the Or HaChaim and the Kedushas Levi that perceive the Mishkan, this counting as being an exception, the Maharal says this is part of the general rule found in Chazal, Nekamara, and Tainus, and Davches, found in Rashi, in his Perish Al-Torah, and Parshas Kisisa, that things get counted, have an Ayin Hara. And the Mishkan had an Ayin Hara, Mishkan had an Ayin Hara, and that's why it got destroyed. Just like the Gemara tells us, or Chazal tells in the Medrash, similar thing with the Luchos HaRishonos, it was given in public, Shalap Ayin Hara, and it wasn't able to last. Rav Hartman asks an interesting question in his footnotes on the Maharal. Yehuda Arbag asked me this question on Sunday when he saw the Maharal, which is an interesting one. Why would you have the Mishkan? Why count it? Why would the Mishkan have an Ayin Hara with it? Like, why is that part of the plan to have an Ayin Hara with the Mishkan, especially if as a result of that Ayin Hara for the Maharal, potentially you're going to have Chorban? Had we never counted it, Bracha would be Shora and we'd be all good. So what exactly is going on here? So Rav Hartman suggests the name of Chacham Echad. He suggests that there are those who offer the following explanation. The Mishkan serves as a middle stage. It's something which is shared by Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It isn't just the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shekhinah's presence, but it's also Klal Yisrael's. We have an active chelek in the Mishkan. It's one of the reasons why sometimes in Chazal it's not clear. Hani Kohani or Kohanim, Shlucha D'Rachmana or Shlucha D'Dan. They work for Hashem, they work for us. Because in a certain sense, the Mishkan is this middle area that Klal Yisrael shares with Ribbono Shel Olam. If it was only shared by Ribbono Shel Olam, we'd never have to really count it. We wouldn't have to give us that level of shayches to it. We could keep it separate, distinct. It would only have bracha and never be able to be destroyed. But the Mishkan has to also belong to Klal Yisrael. The Mishkan has to also be Klal Yisrael's. And therefore, we have to have a certain understanding and tfisa of what the Mishkan's really all about and what's found there. So we count it to be able to give Klal Yisrael more of a connection, understanding the Mishkan, understanding the components of the Mishkan. It's part of what gives a certain connection to understand the details of all the kelim, how much things weighed, what really was there, counting each and every detail. In a certain sense, this suggestion offers the following very beautiful pshat. The Mishkan, on some level, we'd rather if it didn't have an Ayin Hara. Of course, we'd rather it's only their bonus olams. But it has to be shayach to Klal Yisrael also. And because Klal Yisrael plays a role in the Mishkan, because we have to have a connection, that means also there's the risk of Ayin Hara, there's the risk of Chorban if we misbehave, if we sin. But it had to be done in this kind of a way. The Or HaChaim and the Kedushas Levi say, no, the Mishkan has no Ayin Hara at all, it's pure bracha. Says the Maharal, and a certain, no, there was an Ayin Hara there, because we had to have it be part of Klal Yisrael. And part of having the connection of Klal Yisrael also means, unfortunately, that if we mess up, there can be Chorban. But it also means something else. That if we don't mess up, and if we're Zochat and Beis HaMikdash, it means that we really are part of this. It's not separate, distinct, limited to Ribbono Shel Olam, and we are really part of it. It's our Kinyan also, and that's what we're really striving for, is a Mishkan that doesn't have Ayin Hara, but maybe one that theoretically could, but we're on the Madrega, that our sins aren't there, and we feel a real connection. Again, some interesting Torah. Was there an Ayin Hara in the Mishkan when we counted all these things? Or a Chaim, there's Levi, absolutely not. According to the Maharal, there was, yet it inspires us a little bit for the role that we play in the Mishkan. Shkayach, guys.